appreciate your time you spend in preparation and seeking the Lord on what he'd like to hear and just doing a good, great job in leading us into the Lord's presence. Just listening to Megan singing there, it's like, wow. I could just hear the Lord saying, that's my girl. Huh? Beautiful. Just beautiful. He loves it. What dad wouldn't love to hear his kids sing to him? Huh? It's awesome. You get an idea that he loves us? I think he's wanting to remind us that he loves us this morning. It's like, wow. I mean, you couldn't have planned that any better if you would have called each other and talked it through. You know, it's just, it's amazing how the Holy Spirit works. And he is at work. I'd like to give a special thank you to all those who were here to help with Light Tonight with Teen Central on Friday evening. It was a great evening, really. It was a nice evening weather-wise. It wasn't windy. It was kind of chilly, but it was a nice evening to be out. And people came in droves. I mean, there was hundreds and hundreds of people that came. And we were well represented there. I mean, we have the popcorn couple back here. Larry and Alice, and Mary was a hot dog lady. Luann and I were the cotton candy people. Oh, my goodness, I never know there's so many people wanting cotton candy. I mean, it was a constant line for a couple of hours. It was a sticky situation. My whole arm was all sticked up from doing it. But and there was this praise music playing the whole time. It was really just a great evening, and I believe the Lord got honor, and we could just interact. We didn't necessarily say Jesus to everybody we saw, but they could sense the love of Christ there. They couldn't help but sense the love of God in our time together. So keep praying for Janelle and Chantel and the staff and the volunteers and the kids here at this place. It's just really good. I've got a little email thanking us from Chantel, and it was just so well worded, and what she said was just so theologically deep and meaningful, and I thought, wow, good for you, Chantel. You go. She's the program director here. Just a young lady, but really has her act together, really loves the Lord, and has a heart for the kids. And so, yeah, Teen Central's on the right track. We're going the right direction. Things are happening, and good things are happening. So keep praying for that ministry. I'm looking for someone that would like to share in December or January or February. If you sense the Holy Spirit prompting you to want to share something, a testimony of his goodness, we all have things to share. We should all be able to get up here any Sunday at any time and just have a whole long list of things to be praising God for, testimonies of his goodness and his faithfulness in our lives. But if you feel a special prompting to do that, please let me know. We did have someone scheduled for this Sunday, and then later on they said they sensed they weren't supposed to do it, and so I was asking the Lord, what should I do? And he said, you say something. And so I said, okay. Today's November 1st, All Saints Day. I'm not sure what that means, but you're All Saints, so it's your day. In 2 days, though, is there another day? It's called Election Day, and it's upon us. America's going to vote. The past several months leading up to this election have been nasty in many ways. You know, politicians and the TV ads you see depict their opponents in the worst possible light. And it can get downright ugly and vindictive, what we hear on a constant basis. We're being fed this stuff constantly. You can't avoid it. It's just like, ugh. And it's been extremely divisive for our nation. It highlights our differences more than our unity. I had to think, it's like a type of mini civil war in a way. Brother against brother. Literally. siblings in the same family that don't believe the same, have the same values and believe the same things. Neighbor against neighbor. You look in the yards with the signs and it's neighbor against neighbor. And the bigger the signs go up, the bigger the signs go up. You see this big sign on 72 about Trump and pro-life and all this real nice sign, and the next guy puts up a 4-by-8 sheet of plywood and says, dump Trump. I mean, it's right next door to each other. I mean, it's just like, ugh. And you know, as Christians, we can get caught up in this and get sucked into the rancor of the campaigns. And we can harbor feelings of animosity and hatred towards candidates we oppose and those people that support those candidates. I mean, if we're honest, it affects us all. And we can get there if we let it. I mean, there's different times I'm so tempted to just yank some of those signs and get rid of them, you know, but I, of course, wouldn't, never. But there's a lot at stake at this election. But we must not give in to the ways of the world. Let me quote Jesus from Matthew 5, 43 and 44. It says, you have heard it said, love your enemy, or love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I tell you, love your enemy and pray for those who persecute you. And then in John 13, 35, he says, by this, everyone will know that you are my disciples if you love one another. That's what we want to come out of us, not the other stuff that the world is perpetrating these days. I had to think, the election will come and it will go. And how should we respond as Christians to the results? Regardless of who wins, whether it be local, state, or national elections, regardless of who wins, how should we respond after the election? And I felt the Lord gave me four things to share briefly with you here this today. Number one, be thankful. 1 Thessalonians 5, 16 and 18 says, rejoice always, pray without ceasing, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. To be thankful. And in Ephesians 5, 20, Paul says, give thanks always for all things to God, the Father, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. We need to be thankful, no matter who wins, that we have the right to vote. There are many places in this world, they have no say on who leads them. People are put in power by military might or by birthright or by various things, but we get to choose a leader and they never get to choose. So we should be thankful for this privilege, this freedom we have to influence and shape the government that leads us. Number two, we need to be respectful and honoring to those who are elected and put in authority. Respectful and honoring. Those words you don't hear very much when you talk about people that are in politics. Even those that are not serving the Lord. Romans 13, 1 to 3. Let every soul be subject to governing authorities. For there is no authority except from God, and the authorities that exist are appointed by God. Therefore, whoever resists the authority resists the ordinance of God. And those who resist will bring judgment on themselves. And then 1 Peter 2:17 says, honor all people, love the brotherhood, fear God, honor the king. Now, we don't have a king, but we have people that are elected and put in authority over us, and we have a president. So the Holy Spirit is saying through both Paul and Peter to honor those who are put in authority, both good leaders and bad leaders, as we may see it. It's interesting. Think about it now. When Peter wrote 1 Peter, Who was the king? He's saying, honor all people, love the brotherhood, fear God, honor the king. Who was the king when Peter wrote this book of 1 Peter where it was written? Nero. Honor the king? Really? The king who set Rome on fire so he could build it back up the way he wanted it and blame it on the Christians? Nero who would put wild animal coats of skin on Christians and put them in the arena and watch other wild animals come in and devour them as entertainment? Nero who would dip clothing in wax and put it on Christians and light them on fire to light his garden? This is who Peter is saying to honor the king. Wow. It was the same Nero that had both Paul and Peter beheaded and crucified by his order. Why would Peter say to honor such a man? Not honor his deeds, but his position. He's going to have his own judgment one day. Well, he did. Nero had his judgment. But the key is in verse 17. It says, fear God. You see, out of our reverence for God and his authority, we're called to honor those that are in authority. Because when we oppose and dishonor those in authority, we oppose God's delegated authority, and in turn, we oppose God himself. This is not said much. And people like to think they can just, we have the right to freedom of speech. We can just rip down anybody we want. Yeah, you have the right to do that, but you have the right to bring curses on yourself too by doing it. I'm telling you, the Lord does not want that to be happening with his people. And I have this book that the Lord reminded me of, and he wants me to read you this little section. It's by John Bevere. It's called Honor's Reward. And it's just a short section I'm going to read. And he quotes the scripture about not opposing God's delegated authority. And then he writes this. This is on a quote. This is why the apostle writes, whoever resists authority resists the ordinance of God. I recall, and this is John saying this, I recall when I first became aware of this truth. In 1992, Bill Clinton was elected president of the United States. I was depressed and angry for about 3 days. Then the Holy Spirit got it across to me that no one gets into office without him knowing it. As a result of this revelation in my heart, I went from being critical of President Clinton to revering, praying, and thanking God for him. God tells us through the Apostle Paul, I exhort you with all supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all who are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceful life in all godliness and reverence. Notice a peaceful life is lived in reverence for authority. That's one of the rewards God gives those who honor authority. If we as believers do not honor those in authority, we'll bring problems on ourselves. End of quote. Number three, be hopeful. Men and women will be elected into office. Hopefully those will serve God and honor his word. But if not, don't give in to despair and cynicism. Easy to do. Our trust is not in men and women or in politics or the political system, but in the Lord Jesus Christ. 1 Peter 1:3-6. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. According to his great mercy, he has caused us to be born again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance that is imperishable, undefiled, unfading, kept in heaven for you, who by God's power are being guarded through faith for salvation, ready to be revealed in this last time. In this you rejoice, though now, for a little while, if necessary, you may be grieved by various trials, so that the tested genuineness of your faith, more precious than gold that perishes, though it is tested by fire, may be found to result in praise and glory and honor at the revelation of Jesus Christ. And lastly, number four, be in prayer. 1 Timothy 2:2. Therefore, I exhort you, first of all, that all supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings, and for all who are in authority, that we may lead quiet and peaceable lives in all godliness and reverence. Pray for those who are going to be elected. Pray for God's will to be done in their lives. No one's too far gone for God to touch him and change him. Look at Paul himself. Christian killer to great evangelist. I'm reminded, Proverbs 21:1. The king's heart is in the hand of the Lord. Like rivers of water, he turns it whichever way he wishes. Remind the Lord of that in your prayers. He wants us to. Finally, let's also remember that the United States of America is just a blip on the radar screen of history. His story. We're ultimately strangers and foreigners in this world. Paul says in Philippians 3, our citizenship is in heaven. Hebrews 13:14 says, this world is not our home. And like Abraham, we should remember that our true country and dwelling place is with the one whose builder and maker is God. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for these reminders from your word. We need them. We live in a volatile time in our nation. And you know it all. We pray your blessings upon both Donald Trump and upon Joe Biden. You love them both. We pray that you would move in their lives and in their hearts, drawing them nearer to yourself. And it wouldn't matter, Lord, if they're both following and serving you, in tune with you, it wouldn't matter who we elect. But we know the enemy is out there and he's working and moving. So we pray your purposes would be done in this election. In all the elections that are taking place, for all the different positions that are going to be elected. And help us, Lord, to respond in ways that would bring you honor and glory and praise, no matter what goes on. We trust you, Father. Thank you. Help us this week to be men and women of prayer. Help us be lights in dark places. Help us to remind others of the things you reminded us of this morning. Now, as we leave this morning, help us to be that light, and we pray it in Jesus' name. Amen.